What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 183. Today's topic is this. I needed some help. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So let me tell you what just happened, because this is kind of a crazy story. I had a lady in the hospital, nice little old lady, hasn't seen a doctor in 20 years, minding her own business. She woke up the other day, 2 days ago now, she woke up and she yawned. Just like a big yawn, one of those big ones where you stretch and everything and it feels so good. She yawned and her jaw clunked out of place. I know what you're saying. You're going to be like, what? Can that even happen? Yes, it can happen. I want you to like imagine the last time you tried to eat like a really big sandwich or something and it kind of hurt right there at the angles of your jaw. The medical parlance is temporomandibular joint. Maybe you're like me and when you chew, it kind of clicks there a little bit to begin with. But she like had a big yawn and it basically snapped out of place. So what can happen with the mandible is that it can shift. It's basically if you open it too far, it'll dislatch. Interestingly, there's some snakes that can do the same thing, but they do it at will in order to, they can actually put it back into place. When ours happens, it's like you have a hard time putting it back in place. So as you can imagine, this freaked her out, right? Because now her jaw was basically stuck in the open position, as open as far as it could be position. And she came to the emergency room. Well, came to the ER, and I guess she had described some chest pain as best as she could. Because, again, her mouth is gaping open, right? And so her tongue's drying out. It's starting to crack and bleed. It's majorly uncomfortable. There's a lot of pain in the face and everything because the muscles are stuck. And she ended up getting admitted to the hospital. That's when I saw her, when she was admitted to the hospital. So at this point, like by the time that I saw her, her mouth had been open for 24 hours. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine your mouth being stuck as far open as open can go for 24 hours? The level of hell that this poor lady was in. So me and another doc at that time tried to reduce it, tried to basically what you do is you put gloves on, of course, and then you bandage your thumbs quite a bit in case when the jaw snaps back in place, in case the patient accidentally bites you really hard. Like not intentionally, it's just when the mandible goes back into place, it crushes down on your thumbs. So you have to be prepared for that. So we tried like putting our hand in her mouth and trying to get this thing back in place, and it wouldn't go. It wouldn't go because at that point there was so much inflammation and tension in the muscle that it wouldn't go. So I tried transferring her to another hospital for her to go to the operating room, have an ear, nose, and throat doctor, put her on under anesthesia, and there just wasn't any available. Like it wasn't happening. Now at this point, it was a Friday afternoon, wasn't happening. So today, tried again, tried to transfer this lady out again for somebody else to do this. And I quickly realized, like, this is something that I'm uncomfortable with, but look at this poor lady, how uncomfortable she is, that I would have to take care of this issue. And I'm going to come back to that point there in just a second. And so instead what happened was I had to go and ask for help. So I said, okay, this is something that I'm having a hard time doing. I need someone with more experience that can lend me a hand. And my good friend, Dr. Black, Dr. Jason Black, who works in the emergency room, he was kind enough to leave his spot in the emergency room after he was done for the day. He had already been working all day long. And he's like, I'll help you out, bro. And we ended up explaining to this lady what we wanted to do, putting her under with some mild anesthesia. And Dr. Black, I was holding this lady's head. He was able to, use enough gentle force exactly as it needed to be in order for the mandible to snap back in place. Absolutely amazing. It was one of the most amazing things that I've ever had an opportunity to participate in. And basically fix the problem instantly, which we confirmed with x-rays to make sure that it was indeed in the joint. So the walk away, the takeaway lesson with this is a couple things. For me, it was number one, sometimes sometimes you have to say, okay, like, I'm not comfortable with this situation, but nobody else is doing anything. Like, I can't just go say, hey, let me shift this to somebody else. Hey, let me, you know, somebody else come save me from this situation. Instead, I said, okay, I need to handle this. Let me get whatever help I need in order to handle it. That was the takeaway. If you follow me for any period of time, I talk about some pretty personal stuff, some pretty deep and personal things. And that whole lesson there, you can go ahead and apply it to pretty much any area in life. Whether you're having a difficult time parenting your child because you don't really know how to connect with them or which angle to take or what to do. And a lot of times, instead, it'll be, you know, I've seen parents that they'll say, oh, well, let me ask the teacher. Let me have the teacher chime in on this. Or that maybe there's a coach that can reach my kid because I can't. And maybe you can. And maybe that's what needs to be done, is to go and say, okay, I need a hand. Or maybe you need to say, you know what? I'm a parent and I need to handle this. And I'm going to do whatever it takes in order to get it handled. Maybe you're married. You're in a relationship where there's just, the communication is not two-way. And you're getting frustrated. You're getting angry. And the resentment is building. I get it. I'm divorced now, which is, the process itself was actually, I know it's weird to say, but as pleasant and as amicable as a divorce could ever be, that's what it was. It was actually a really, really great experience because I had married an absolutely wonderful woman, had children with her, and she's still a wonderful woman. And we found a friendship in the process of going through that divorce, because we've kept, the entire time, the focus was, let's make this an environment for our kids that we are happy that we had together, that can be, you know, a beautiful environment for our children. But it wasn't easy, and it wasn't always that way. There was years of lack of communication and resentment on both our sides. We went through 6-7 marriage counselors. Hell, I don't know. I've lost count. You know? In order to try to find help to possibly save the marriage. Until I had to get uncomfortable and say, you know what? Nobody's coming to save this. Let me step on up. And stepped on up, but it takes two to tango. And unfortunately, the marriage was at a point where it really couldn't be, you know, resolved at that point. Maybe it's in your business where you take a look at things and you say, you know what? I don't like what I do for a living. Or I don't like the standard of living that I have. I want to make more money. I want to do something different. I want to change. Why can't things just change? Let me tell you something. Things don't change unless you change, period. It's just that simple. The habits that you have on a daily basis are what creates that momentum for change. Which means if you don't eat right, if you don't exercise, if you don't think in a positive manner, guess what? Things aren't going to change for you. This is the truth, folks. This is as simple as it gets. You change your mindset, everything else will shift around you. You don't know how you change your mindset? No problem. I get it. It's the hardest damn thing that there is to change. Then get help to do so. Maybe that's why you're listening to this podcast right now. You're saying, you know what? I need a shift. I don't know how to shift on my own. I need a shift. I'll tell you this right first and foremost. The shift, the easiest place to begin, is always with your body. Always. It's the easiest spot. Just because it's the easiest spot, don't mistake the fact that I'm saying it's easy. Your body is the easiest spot to begin, but don't take the mistake that I'm saying it's easy. Going and challenge yourself in some sort of physical way. Maybe you're out of shape enough at this point that just means going for a walk around the block might be a challenge. I've met folks where it's just walking up a flight of stairs is the challenge. Whatever it is, do something to get out of your comfort zone when it comes to your body. Take off your clothes and look in the mirror. You know how many folks avoid doing that? Take off your clothes, strip down naked by yourself in the bathroom, at home, look in the mirror. What do you see? And are you happy with that? And if you're not happy with it, what can you do to change it? Maybe you don't know. That's okay. But saying, I'm not happy with this and I want to make a change, is the place to begin. Your body is your vessel. Your body is your vessel for everything. For the money that you earn, for the place that you're at right now in your life, for the place that you want to go. If you're just existing, then eventually you'll just cease to exist. If you want to live, truly live your life, you have to invest in your body. We invest more in our cars than we do our body. This is the society that we live in. This is the reason why I created Blind Spot Medical. The whole purpose behind it is to try to find problems before they become a bigger issue. The whole reason why I focus on taking care of men is because I myself suffered. I myself suffered with low testosterone, with depression, with lethargy, with a complete loss of vitality. Man, I was 40 years old. I felt like I was 90. Terrible. Terrible way to live. And I've made it so it's as user-friendly and as confidential as it could ever be. So if you haven't been to blindspotmedical.com, go check it out. Put in your name, email, address. Get on the mailing list. And if you're at a place right now where you need to make a change, where you need to make a shift, it begins with you. And then if you need some help, reach out. That's what I got for you, my friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a good night.